This is Tim Willetts. Cambridge 105
Radio. Just gone to 5:30 and it's time to welcome my studio guests who will have been delighted to have heard that bit in the news about cycling being the recommended form of transport. We welcome Peter and Francesca from Cam Bike Sensor. Hello.
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 How are you both?
We're very well, thank you. We cycled here.
Yes, that is the preferred mode of transport in Cambridge. Let's explain this from the beginning. You two are university students at the University of Cambridge.
Yes, we are.
And this is a project that you're involved with, presumably linked to what you're studying at university.
Yes.
Okay.
So we're doing currently the first year of a four-year PhD program in sensor technologies.
Okay.
We're a team of 10 people from very different academic backgrounds and also from all across Europe. And as the final part of our master's program, we are working towards developing a sensor of a specific type ourselves. And our goal is to develop a bike-mountable air pollution, potentially road quality sensor that citizens across Cambridge can use to collect data about their local environment and to get involved with the science behind that.
Okay. Why did you come up with this as a particular project? Was this something you chose or was it given to you as this will be what you have to do and off you go and do it?
Well, we were told do citizen science. So engage people around you who might not necessarily have a degree in sensor technologies at all, but who would be keen to interest, like, whether that's people who are just interested in what the environment is like or 9-year-olds who are very excited about technology and would like to play with something like this.
Yeah.
And we thought for a bit about what can we actually do, what can we build within the space of a three-month project. And because we all enjoy cycling quite much, and we thought, like, what can we do that lots of people have? Lots of people have a bike.
They do in Cambridge, certainly.
Yes, so that seemed like a good idea.
Yeah, definitely. So this is a big data capture thing, effectively, because what you're looking to do is for people to road test this, and then that information will then feed back to you, and you're going to then take that information to relevant authorities in Cambridge to then use that in a positive way in for the future of Cambridge and transport, I guess. So Peter's not said very much yet. I'm presuming you're the techie side of this, are you?
I'm one of them, yes.
Okay. So within this, you've designed and built and created this. This is a prototype that you brought in. Mm-hmm. To be careful to say this is radio, so try not to make this too visual. this is a prototype, and we're going to come on to this in a minute, but you're going to be using this and testing this out next week. So talk me through this and sort of basically how it's going to work for people if somebody wants to use it in the future.
So at the moment, we've built this prototype based on basic hardware that anyone can get. So at the moment on there's a sensor to measure road surface quality, your GPS location, and a way to transmit that data back to us, such that we can present it in a nice way to the public.
Okay.
And at the moment, we've been, in fact, testing this all this week. But next week is the real test, when I'll be riding to Paris, testing the prototype to its limits as I travel down to Paris.
And there's a reason you're going to Paris. It's not just because, you know, Paris is it's an awful long way to test something.
Exactly.
You could just ride around Cambridge. But there's a conference happening there.
Yeah, we're presenting at a big international conference called Fab City. And so it's like essentially a PR stunt to raise awareness and show that our product works. I'll be cycling there in the space of 2 days.
Right. Will you be alone?
From Cambridge. I'll be alone, yes, but my team back here in Cambridge will be able to track me live.
Yeah.
And the idea is that members of the public will also be able to follow me on our website, cambikesensor.net. And as I go along, you'll see all the data that I'm accumulating and people can analyze it. We'll probably make it public afterwards.
Okay. Let's break it down into the different things that this will do. So the first thing is measuring air quality. Mm-hmm. And I said this before you got here, is people think that cycling around Cambridge is a very healthy thing to do because you're getting exercise. However, what some people may not realize and remember is that the air quality in Cambridge isn't always the best. And therefore, if you are cycling around and exposing yourself to the air, then there might be things in that are not great for you. So one of the things this is doing is measuring the quality of the air, isn't it?
Yeah, so in the end, the goal is to generate a map that can tell you for every street in Cambridge what the air quality is like at different times of day and different times during the week.
Right.
And then eventually you should be able to say, okay, I'm not going to take the first left, I will take the second, and then I'll go like, a far nicer street with lots of green trees and fewer cars, and I'll be happier and healthier.
Okay, all right. That's a very complicated way of navigating your way around Cambridge. So go down there, it's slightly better for me. But I see where you're coming from with that. So that's one of the functions with it. The other one is road quality sensor. So that presumably is the quality of the surface that you are riding on, isn't it?
The quality of your ride. Yeah. As a cyclist, you want to enjoy your ride. You want to be stopped by potholes on your way. And so the idea is that we'll feed this information to the council. They'll get this information near live, and we can tell them, this road is particularly bumpy. It's not great for cyclists.
So that I can see a real benefit to you say the council. You know, people, it's rather than somebody going on a website and feeding back and saying, you know, this road's got a pothole on it or whatever, this is telling you, you don't have to worry about doing that. This is doing it all for you, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So how... What is there within that device that is detecting? I mean, it's got some sort of motion sensor or something on it as well?
You have one on your phone, isn't it? It's something called an accelerometer.
Right.
And it just measures vibrations, and then we can process the data that comes out of it to infer whether the road is good or bad.
Okay. And then the other thing is a GPS thing, so people can track you. So you know, if you got lost somewhere or your bike got stolen, then you can providing that's still attached to the bike, then you'll be able to find out where it is, or maybe where the last place was that it was detected. Mm-hmm. I guess in that sense. So the three really really useful thing, and interesting. The three of them are quite different in a way. So why did you come up with those three things particularly as things that you wanted to research?
Well, what I think we were trying to think. The first idea was to have a bike mountable sensor. That's an interesting thing that there will be environmental sensors stuck on lampposts but not moving around mm-hmm. Cambridge and actually experiencing the local environment. So then we had to think about, well, what could you measure that with a bike? And really, with the way this system is set up now, we have a board and you can stick lots of different sensors on there. And whether you have one or two or three and whether they're related or not doesn't necessarily matter. So we thought, well, if we're building this system
anyway,
well,
do lots of different things.
Why not make the most of it?
Yeah. Okay. So, how you've been working on this for how long now?
About a month.
Okay. So you're fairly well advanced, considering a month. Mm-hmm. That's pretty impressive. And you said, well, this is a 3-month project in total. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that you're coming on to promote is the fact that you're going to be running some workshops. Is that right?
Yes, we are.
To presumably then offer the chance for people to use these, and you're going to show them how they work and explain all of that. So tell us a bit more about the workshops and how they'll work.
Well, we're currently looking at different types of audiences who might be interested, like people who really want to know all about the details of the hardware and how do you solder it together, people who might be more interested in a data analysis, or parents with children who are just keen to be exposed a bit more to techie things. Mm-hmm. So this will probably be sometime next month or at the end of this month where we'll put out a notice, say, come build sensors with us.
Yep.
And you can take them home, stick them on your bike, give us data and tell us what your environment is like.
Yeah. I'm not very good at this sort of thing at all. Is this a fairly straightforward thing to is it something you can teach somebody in a workshop? It's not...
For sure.
That's the goal.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm just looking at it thinking, I don't know where I would even begin to start, but presumably you provide all the bits and tell people how it all works. So for details of people that are interested in this and keep up to date with you in terms of when these workshops are, your website you mentioned
is
cambikesensor.net. And you're on Twitter as well, because you've been tweeting away, which is very useful to promote the interview.
As well as Instagram and Facebook. Follow us everywhere.
All social media. So next week then, what are the details of when you go and when people can track you on your journey to Paris?
I've decided to do this trip over 2 days, meaning that I'll be leaving on Tuesday and arriving on Wednesday, the night before the conference. So if anyone wants to wake up very early on Tuesday, they can follow me from around 3 a.m.
Oh, wow.
And I'll be cycling all the way down to the south of England, to this place called New Haven. And I'll be taking a ferry over to France, staying there in hopefully an okay hotel. And then from that, I'll be cycling all the way to Paris.
Okay.
And they can follow me on our website.
I'm guessing you must be a seasoned cyclist to have taken up this opportunity.
Somewhat.
So Paris is, you know, that's you know, it's quite a long way away, isn't it?
It is a long way.
You've got to be quite fit to be able to do that. And obviously you've got a good sense of direction as well, because that doesn't have a sat nav on it, so you need to find your way there as well without getting lost. Where can you cycle when you're going? You can't cycle on motorways and things, can you? So
no,
presumably you've got to work out a route.
The UK has dedicated cycle routes.
Okay.
All across. So I'll be following most of them.
Okay. Brilliant. Good. Well, I'm curious. I may well track you now, just because I'm into that sort of thing. Cool. Canbikecentre.net is the website address for details on the workshops and to track Peter as well. Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming in and telling us about it. It's very interesting. I look forward to maybe hearing about some of the data that you collect and some of the conclusions that you come to. Presumably that's the last bit of the project. Mm-hmm. is what the information that you gather from this is. Cool. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.